We begin with football, and many fans of Prague side Bohemians 1905 are continuing to stay away from home games. The supporters are protesting about the fact the club have been forced to leave their traditional Dolíček ground and share Slavia Prague's nearby Eden Stadium. The tiny Dolíček was usually full, with gates of about 6,000. However, fewer than half that number saw Bohemians take 3 points at Eden for the first time on Saturday, with a 1-0 win over Slovácko. Goal scorer Lukáš Hartíg said he hoped fans would drop the boycott.
We definitely miss the fans. I think if 12,000 people had come, they would have enjoyed themselves. It was end-to-end stuff. There were inaccuracies, but both sides also had a lot of chances, and I think people would have enjoyed the game. We will have to hope that the fans change their minds and support us. We need them here, and I hope they realize that.
Elsewhere, the big game in the Czech First Division at the weekend was Sparta Prague's 4-0 home demolition of traditional rivals Baník Ostrava. Olomouc, meanwhile, lead the table following a 3-0 win over Ústí nad Labem, though Viktoria Plzeň can go top if they beat Hradec Králové on Monday evening. That's after the recording of our show. Meanwhile, Sparta have drawn the Slovak champions Žilina in the final qualification round for the Champions League, with the first leg taking place in the Czech capital next Tuesday. Žilina are managed by former Sparta player Pavel Hapal. Further afield, Milan Baroš has signed a contract extension at Galatasaray that will keep him at the Turkish club until 2013. Baroš's agent, who also represents the likes of Tomáš Rosický, told the newspaper Sport that the 28-year-old striker had signed the most lucrative contract of any of his players. Baroš is currently injured and will therefore miss an international friendly against Latvia in Liberec on Wednesday. In tennis news, despite exiting the Washington Classic at the quarterfinals stage last week, Tomáš Berdych has risen to 7th in the world, his highest ranking ever. The rangy 24-year-old reached his first Grand Slam final at Wimbledon earlier this year. Only 4 Czech men have ever been higher in the ATP rankings. Ivan Lendl was at one time ranked first in the world, Petr Korda was second, and both Jan Kodeš and Jiří Novák were fifth. That's all the sport for today.